Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When the praises go up, hallelujah. What did he say? Higher, higher, higher. Amen. He's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He's the beginning. He is the end of all things. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This morning you are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. I thank and praise God for this Sunday morning, the first day of May. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the month of May, the supernatural month. Amen. Hallelujah. For what the Lord is going to do in our lives. Amen. Praise God. And you know how we do. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Glory to God. And now the Holy Spirit to have his way, because we cannot do nothing without the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you glory this morning. We thank you this morning for who you are in our lives, oh God, this morning, Jesus. We just ask, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you have your way on this line this morning, Father God, in the airways, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Spirit. We just ask, Lord God, that you take control of this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Take control of this word this morning, Lord God. If I have studied, as I have looked at, as I have meditated, Lord God, now I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will bring it out, God, the way that you want it to come out, Father. Give me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, Father, that only comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Bless every household that's represented here this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let the heavens smile upon them, God, in the name of Jesus this morning. God, open up heaven this morning for us this morning, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are stirring every gift on the inside of me, Father God, to bring forth that word, God, that you have placed in my belly, God. And I say thank you, Father, for grace. I thank you for the mercy. I thank you for your sovereignty. I thank you for lifting us up. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy. I thank you, Father, glory to your name, Father God, for what you're going to say on today, Lord God, to encourage your people, Father God, because these are your people, Father God. Hey, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So have your way. Move by your Holy Spirit. These things I pray in your Son, Jesus. His name, amen. This morning, glory to God, I want to take us to 1 Samuel, amen, the first chapter, amen, verses 1 through 10. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And we're going to start there. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, let me just read the word of God and give you what the Lord has given me. The Bible says, now there was a certain man of Ramathan, Zebulun, of the mountains of Ephraim. And his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zeph, an Ethranite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, come on, Holy Spirit. And the name of the other was Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also, the two sons of Eli, Hophnah and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions, not just one, portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord that she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. I want to stop there just for a moment and speak to us this morning about Hannah and her adversary, Peninnah, was designed by God to press her towards her victory. So we thank God for our Peninnahs. Come on, Holy Spirit. We thank God, yes, Holy Spirit, for some of our adversaries. We thank God, because we see that, glory to God. God was, this thing was designed by God to bring God the glory out of Hannah's life. At the point, Hannah didn't know what was going on with her life. Praise God. Glory to God. She had no idea of what would be happening with her life. The Bible says that First Samuel opens with the story of Elkanah and his family. The Bible says he was from the hill country of Ephraim. He was the son of Jeroham, and perhaps more importantly, that he had two wives. One was Peninnah. The other was Hannah. Instructively, these names are significant regarding how the situation of his family would turn out. As I looked up the names of, because, you know, in the Bible, there was, the names was, they meant something, glory to God. It's not like today, praise God, you know, we got Pookie and Tookie and all those kind of people, praise God, and naming the kids all kinds of stuff. One was Peninnah. Come on. Peninnah was derived from Pearl. That beautiful of stones. Her name means beauty, while Hannah's name means favor. We are here today, glory to God, because we thank God for our Peninnah. We thank God for our adversaries because, you know, a lot of times, praise God, we try to run from them, amen. But we find that, praise God, that God designed this to take place, to bring forth his glory. I'm here to assure you, as long as you are on the path of righteousness, I'm talking about righteousness, people of God. I'm talking about lining up with the word of God. I'm talking about walking right, talking right, being right, showing right, doing right. Glory to God. My God, I give you glory. Even though there are people who have more beautiful backgrounds than we do sometimes. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We know our backgrounds. We know where we came from. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. But God put us on the path of righteousness. Even though your revivals, and the revivals and are better dressed, and your adversaries are seem like they're doing better. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. They seem like they're doing better, and they are beautiful to behold physically, and because you have the favor of God, you will fulfill your destiny in Jesus' name. The people, praise God, your adversaries sometimes, they seem like they're advanced and they're doing better, and you seem like you're struggling, and you seem like, praise God, you're beneath and they're above, and praise God. And could you imagine, praise God, how Hannah felt, amen, living in a house with this woman. Every day she came to torment this woman. She came before her, making fun of her, praise God, glory to God. Just giving her all kinds of ways, amen, praise God. Could you imagine living with a household enemy? My God, I give you glory. Peninnah had children, sons and daughters, while Hannah was desperate for one. So that what you do when things are going well, how your adversary acts, glory to God in your life, praise God. What do you do when you seem to be taking one step forward and three steps backwards? Amen, praise God. And here was Hannah, desperate for one child. I'm going to talk to us today, praise God, about what God does and how God gets his glory and how God moves and how you feel like, praise God, glory to God. Everybody has advanced in life before you, but you seem like you're still there and your adversary is pointing you, trying to think they're better. I got the biggest house. I got the biggest car. I got the biggest bank account and all this kind of stuff. But see, Hannah had something different. My God, I give you glory. See, God was putting her in a different place. Desperate for one child. While Hannah had at least four children without having to pray year after year before she conceived each and every one of them. You need to tell yourself and people around you, there is a reason for my delay. There's a reason, glory to God, but my delay is not my denial from God. God knows what he's doing, people of God. My God, we pray and we pray and we pray. And sometimes, people of God, you want to give up the prayer because you seem like things are not changing. But God desires some things to take place in our lives. Amen. Praise God. That we will pray earnestly, that we will get more of him. My God, I say thank you. In this message, we'll be examining a few things, amen, glory to God, from the story of Peninnah and Hannah. You can have emotions, but don't let your emotions have you. There is nothing wrong with being emotional, people, but there is everything wrong in your emotions consuming you. Elkanah and his family were devout servants of the Lord, worshippers of God, people who fear God and reverence him. Come on, Holy Spirit. They attended the annual feast required by law of Moses as prescribed in the book of Exodus. Every year they will go up to Shiloh, situated between Bethel and Shechem. I don't know how far their homes was from Shiloh, but it must have been some distance, yet they did not let the distance dampen their zeal in seeking the face of God. At Shiloh, glory to God, the notorious sons of Eli were priests. Come on, Holy Ghost. They was priests. Now, could you imagine when I thought about them, praise God, and I've been watching some things and looking at some things and reading some things, and they were notorious sons of Eli the priest. Come on, Holy Ghost. Their father was a priest. But they was a son of the priest, but they had issues. They did not serve the Lord God like their father did. But they did not let that deter them from worshiping there every year. Many of us need to learn some lessons from the zeal and the determination of this family to go to worship, especially Hannah, who seemed not to be getting anything in return. Can you imagine Hannah's life? Could you imagine how she felt? She prayed day after day. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. She was there, amen, when this woman was birthing all these children, and she would come and taunt her every day. That was her adversary, who seemed not to be getting anything in return. I'm urging you, praise God, to keep on keeping on with God. And the great rewarder who rewarded Hannah will reward you in the name of Jesus. My God, I say thank you. At Shiloh, they would offer sacrifice unto the Lord. Typically, at such a sacrifice, their sacrifice, the blood of bulls, would be poured out on the base of the... See, we don't have to do that today. See, it's easy for us to go pray to the Lord Jesus Christ. They had to go through some rituals. They had to do some things that we don't have to do. We can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in the time of trouble, people of God. My God, and what keep us from praying? We can pray earnestly before God. The shoulder reserved for the priests. The animal reserved for the priests. While as Levites, the rest of the meat would be for the consumption of Elkanah's household. The Bible says Elkanah would give a worthy or double portion of the meat to Hannah. But for Hannah, this wasn't even near what she was seeking from God. What are we seeking from the Lord Jesus Christ today? She knew that the kingdom of God is not just a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace and joy, and the Holy Spirit. She also knew that while it is good to be loved by her husband, the love of man was severe limitation. As Isaiah 40 and 6 points out, all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flower of the field. The grass withers. Come on, Holy Spirit, and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass wither and the flowers fall, but the word of our God will stand forever. See, Hannah knew that nothing compares with the love of God. While some trust in chariots and horses, she put her trust firmly in the name of the Lord. Remember what the Bible says about trusting the Lord in Psalms 125:1. The trust of the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. We today sometimes not even... Your husband can feel your pain. Your husband can feel your pain. Hannah was jealous, frustrated, even though she was a woman of God, a pious person, a humble person. She still had emotions. As she channeled those emotions towards seeking God, she didn't miss her destiny. Even though you are human, and we are, yes, we are, where you channel your emotions will determine how far you can go. My God, I give you glory. Hannah did not participate in all the whining and dining. all the dancing and moving around. My God, I say thank you. As they say, rump shaking, come on, Holy Ghost. She would stand up and go pray. In other words, she separated herself. A time of separation is a time of consecration, a time of consuming and communicating with God. If you were Hannah, you probably would want to partake in eating before partaking in prayer. But two times of separation. Remember that Jesus often separated himself from the disciples and from pressing multitudes to go pray to his Father, knowing that the prayer is the oil. Come on, I want to talk to us today. Prayer is the oil that fuels the Spirit. Before Jacob wrestled all night with the angels of God, a duel that led him to his name being changed to Jacob to Israel, he took leave of his family. Separate yourself unto the Lord, and he will set you apart from your adversaries, people of God. Here, a closed womb is not the same as barrenness. There's a difference between a closed womb and barrenness. If you look closely at the difference in the Bible translation, none use the term barrenness. Some said the Lord had shut her womb. God had not given her children, or God had closed her womb. In other words, Hannah wasn't barren. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you. Her womb was merely shut. The dictionary defines barrenness as someone who is incapable of producing an offspring, being sterile. Peninnah was made two big mistakes in dealing with Hannah. See, your adversaries, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, they're making a big mistake of dealing with you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. They don't know what God is doing in the heavens. They don't know what God is doing in your life. They don't know, glory to God, what God is doing. But until he opened up the curtains, those red curtains that will go back and show, praise God, what you thought was in darkness, I'm getting ready to produce. My God, I say thank you. Peninnah's first mistake, she thought that Hannah was barren. There are some people who thought you were barren. Come on, Holy Ghost, believing that nothing good can come out of you. They thought you will not make progress, but God, come on, somebody say, but God will surprise them in the name of Jesus. My God, I'm talking to somebody today. You're going to make progress because of your background, where you came from, the things that you messed up, the things that you did in life, praise God. They thought that you wasn't going to do good, but God has another plan. There's another divine intervention with the Lord Jesus Christ, because God says when you walk up in righteousness, my God, there's no good thing will ever hold from you that walk up right before me. My God, I say thank you. But then it's mistake, she thought repeatedly, taunt her, would distract Hannah and make her lose focus and come after her while taking her eyes off of God. There are some people in your life that you got to be careful, amen, praise God, that they will make you take your eyes off of God and put your eyes on the things that's going on around you. But my thing today, people of God, stay focused in the Lord. Your adversary, the devil, walk about seeking whom they may devour. But listen, people of God, my God, I say, thank you. Sometimes God will allow those things to take place and see where you will run to. Will you run to the bottle? Will you run to the drug? Will you run to another woman? Will you do that? Praise God. My God, I say thank you. There are some things in our lives that we got to be careful, that we got to put our eyes and fix our eyes on the Lord. Soon as something happened in our life, we run, glory to God, to other things. But Hannah did not run, glory to God, to the other things. She did not go with they went. She did not do what they did, praise God. She went to the altar of God. Many of us have been distracted. We keep trying to focus on those distractions and not the Lord. In the process, we may miss our destiny. If you try responding to everything, amen, praise God, every torn and amen, praise God, you will not even have time to pray because those things come at us that we don't even know how to pray. But my thing, amen, praise God, in the season, people of God, God is causing things to take place that we will go to the altar. We will thank him, praise God. We will move in him, praise God. We will do the things that God wants us to do, praise God, because by himself, he owns the world. He owns the 1,000 cattle upon the hill. He said, glory to God, in his word that, yes, if you do right, you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be the member and not the butt. You shall be above and not beneath, praise God. You shall have land that you never till, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that is the word of God. Glory to God, to walk in righteousness, to tell to stay focused in God, because God allowed Peninnah to do what she did to Hannah, because God had a plan for Hannah's life. Hannah Crow's womb was deliberate act of God to display his glory in the life of Hannah. Just because you... God is not moving. Just because you're not elevated yet don't mean that God ain't moving. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, my God. These things are orchestrated by the Holy Spirit, by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He allowed Hannah to have a closed womb, praise God. My God, I give you glory. Your delay, prosperity. Your delay, breakthrough. Your is not barrenness, but a closed womb. Closed by God, so that when the delay is over, come on, Holy Ghost, you will know that your breakthrough is not by power or might, but by the grace of God. My God, I say thank you. Peninnah adversary, her vocation was preordained by heaven. Provoked Hannah. Why? Because she had children and Hannah had none. Because she saw herself being up in a lofty position and Hannah down in the dungeon. She saw herself in an advantaged position while Hannah was disadvantaged. There are people who thought they were or ahead of you in different areas in life, but you need to let them know that God is taking you higher in Jesus' name. You are running your own race. You are not in competition with anyone. And as you keep your eyes, keep your gaze focused on Jesus, he will multiply you in the name of Jesus. What Peninnah didn't know was that it was God who was behind the 20 and all that she had to go through. That it was God who was pulling the strings from behind the curtain. And she, Peninnah, was merely a tool in the hand of God. People of God, your ability to ignore your adversary is an excellent Christian trait that must be developed. Did you notice that Hannah did not even address Peninnah or exchange words with her? And went to God in prayer. Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, threatened King Hezekiah and his people in Jerusalem.
The Bible says that the king instructed his people not to respond to the threats. Come on, Holy Ghost. But he was silent and said nothing in reply. Because the king had commanded, do not answer him, in Isaiah 36 and 21, if you want to go there. This is not something many of us will do. See, we all got words. We wanna lash back at them, but sometimes God won't even let you say nothing. He'll keep your mouth shut. He will, oh, come on, Holy Ghost. He will allow you, praise God, to let the enemy do what he wants to do, and the Spirit of the living God will keep you in perfect peace. My God, I say thank you. You go about singing. You go about praising. You go pray, praise God, out of the Most High, because God sometimes operates just to see where we're at. The one that torn her went on year after year. Could you imagine somebody going on year after year after you, taunting you, telling you what you ain't going to do, how you ain't going to prosper, glory to God, how you're not going to have this, how you're not going to have that, praise God, glory to God. And you know how they do, praise God. They walk around like they thinking that they're better than you, praise God. But you yourself know that God is up to something big, people of God. God is up to something big. I'm going to say it again. God is up to something big. You might not be there yet, but God is up to something big. They might have did this to you, but God is up to something big. They might have said something to you, but God is up to something big. My God, I give you glory. Still, yeah, year after year, when they went to Shiloh to pray, Hannah was not discouraged despite the delay in receiving an answer from God. She kept on going to Shiloh with her family. That includes Peninnah. She had to go, praise God, because glory to God, there was a family enemy in the house, but she had to go in spite of her tormentor. If you were Hannah, you would probably tell your husband to choose between you and Peninnah. Women of God, well, you got to choose today who you going to be with. Well, that who today you gonna be with? That was go with him to Shiloh, and Peninnah was a member of the. She was a member, amen, of the tormentor. Praise God. She was in there. Praise God. But you need to know that there are some people you can't get away from, such as family members, colleagues at work, even people at church. You need to learn how to keep your focus around them when all they wanted to do is frustrate you. Is God talking to somebody today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You have that person around you frustrating you. Glory to God. Glory to God. For Hannah, God was working in the background, people of God. When things are going on and people don't want you to succeed, I'm not saying quarter of us. God is up to something big in your life. Praise God. Hold your peace and let the Lord fight his battle. God prepared Peninnah to provoke Hannah. That is why you need to thank God for your Peninnahs. One day, praise God, in the church, at Mount Carmel, I stood up on the chair and I told him, thank God for what y'all have done to me, prayer. I'm trying to pastor a people, praise God, and they was up against me, talking about me, doing all kinds of things, and their lives were being changed. And I stood up on the chair and I said, thank you all, because it's a prayer. You got to tell your enemy, thank you so much for pushing me into a place of prayer, because God is up to something big. God is going to open that door. God is going to show them, praise God, that he's with you. Glory to God. My God, I say thank you. The least one you think that you, glory to God, even as David has said, praise God, I thought I was with them, and they walked with me to the church house, and they was left beside me. But in the same thing, amen, they were stabbing David in the back. The same way, praise God, sometimes, praise God, you right there with people, and they're stabbing you in the back. But God has a plan. Don't lose focus. Because if not for her, you will still be on the same mountain. If not for her, you will still be content doing the same thing you are doing. You may think you closed the wound is a curse, but before the end of the year, you will know that it was designed by God to take you to the higher ground. Oh, my God, as I'm talking to somebody this morning other than myself. Penina, tormented. You will probably agree with me that many of us will never pray if we don't face difficulties. Hannah, prayer was initiated by God. Have you ever found in a season, amen, you pray harder, you pray. When you do that, praise God. I want to help somebody today because I heard the Holy Spirit yesterday. When we provoked, amen, into a different level of prayer, something different is getting ready to happen, and he's preparing you to pray before time, before you get there, that you're able to stand, amen, praise God, when you get there, because you have to be ready for the next level. My God, I say thank you. So God did this, praise God. He provoked Hannah to prayer to initiate God for looking for the righteous family to bless. At that time, the judgeship was coming to an end. The was whining as a centerpiece of God's communication with man. And God was stepping up his plan to birth a new system. And here was Penina, taunting Hannah, being annoying and generally making Hannah feel uncomfortable. Oh, Sophia. What was Hannah's reaction? She stood up and approached God in prayer. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 1, 9 and 10. 9 and 10. 9 and 10. The Bible says Hannah arose after and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle, that is the priest of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, the Bible says. She was so vexed and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish, the Bible said. Then she made a vow and said, this is for the ones that made vows to God. I want you, don't you take your vows back. You made a vow. God, if you do this, I'll do this. God, if you give me this, I'll do this. God, you better be careful with the vows you make with God. Then she made a vow and said, oh, Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant. Will give your maidservant a male child. She prayed for that child. Then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon that head. The Bible says, and it happened as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli watched her mouth. This is the priest, y'all, that watched her mouth. He looked at her. It's like being in a prayer service, and he's seen her in anguish of soul. He's seen her praying. He's seen her crying out to God. Eli was marking her mouth, looking, because Hannah didn't utter a word. All she did was an inward prayer. Now, Hannah spoke in her heart, the Bible says. She didn't speak that thing out loud. Only her lips moved. But her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli, the priest, thought she was drunk like everybody else. So he said to her, how long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you, he said. No, 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 my Lord. See, he wasn't even discerning of what was going on. No, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit, she said. I have not drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out, come on, Holy Ghost, poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, she said. For out of the abundance of my complaint and my grief, I have spoken until now. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. And the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. I'm going to stop right there. My God, I give you glory. Her prayers were determined, focused, and specific. She didn't ask for just any baby, but for a baby boy, fervent, heartfelt, bitterness of soul, reaching down genuinely from within her soul, pouring out her heart unto God. Her prayers was a prayer of vows that she made with God. God, if you give me a baby boy, I will give him back to you. Lord, I just want to be a steward. This boy will be yours. How awesome her prayer was, so deep that Eli the priest thought she was drunk. Not knowing that she was drunk in the Holy Ghost. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to coming down, and glory to God, my God, I say thank you. Instead, being filled with the Spirit, Eli pronounced the favor of God upon her. See, we done got to the point in our lives that we forget who's around us, and we can, as a priest of God, as a servant of God, we can pronounce a blessing upon you. The same way I can speak to you right now, praise God, and pronounce a blessing upon you. We just got to be careful to present God's speed upon somebody. That's something you got to be careful with, my God. I say thank you, Jesus. But today, I pronounce the favor of God upon you. My God, I say thank you. She went home and laid with her husband. And the Lord remembered her and opened up her womb. The Lord that remembered Hannah in Shiloh will remember you in the name of Jesus. He remembered your labor of love. He will remember the righteous living, and he will remember Yosef. You're doing things just for nothing. But God knows what you're doing. The same way, praise God, preacher, preach the word. God remembered you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Go feed the poor. God remember you, praise God. Open your home for somebody else that doesn't have. God will remember you. Come on, Holy Ghost. That person that doesn't have anything, don't have nothing, and you go bless them. Glory to God. Remember you in the name of Jesus. All the while, her womb was closed because God was preparing her for an epic making situation, a new thing. God is preparing you for a new thing, a great thing. And when finally the one who closes the door and no one can open, the one who is able to open a door that been refused, shut, closed her womb. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Samuel came forward, people of God. Samuel was greater, more favored, and more intelligent than all the children that Peninnah put together. Praise God. See, sometimes, people of God, how my sake, what about Sunday? When people feel that they up the top, praise God, glory to God, and then God do something for you, praise God. Sometimes it's better to wait on the Lord and let God do his thing, praise God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Peninnah, glory to God. The Bible says that Samuel was more greater. You know who Samuel is, who had the breakthrough Glory to God. Glory to God. Have you had your breakthrough? Glory to God. Do you think never catch up with them? Praise God. They might have been, glory to God, glory to God, way past you in life. Praise God. And all of a sudden, God opened up that door for you. God birthed that new thing in your life. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Those who had their breakthrough 20 years ago think that you would never catch up with them, but your miracle will be greater than theirs. In Jesus' name, those who thought that you would forever, glory to God, remain beneath them in all areas of life, but God, glory to God, God, the great provider, will put you, put them to shame. Praise God. Don't look at where you're at right now. Look for your future. Look through the eyes of God. My God, I give you glory. They might be torment you now, might be looking down on you now, but God is up to something big. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, 1 Samuel 2:26 says, the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in the favor with the Lord and with men. Almost the same words used to describe Jesus. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in the favor with God and men. Your child will grow up as a child of favor, not just with men, but with God. Whatever God is birthing, amen, in your life, that new thing in your life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God. God knows what he's doing. He knows your adversary. He knows how they taunt you. He knew when they laughed at you. He knew, praise God, when you was growing up, they tell you you'll never be nothing or you'll never amount to nothing. He knows already. My God, I say thank you. Samuel was a Levite by birth, but a Nazarite by consecration. At the time of his birth, the condition of Israel was deplorable. The nation had no recognized leader. The Bible says every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Here comes Samuel, people of God. See, God knows what he's birthing in your life. Whatever he's birthing in your life is going to speak for itself. The Bible says, then Samuel appeared on the scene. The straight-talking, clear-seeing judge, priest, and the prophet. He anointed Saul and David. When Saul refused to be king and God, as instructed by God, he took the sword and nailed the king himself and pronounced on Saul that the kingdom would be taken from him. He wasn't no joke. My God, I say thank you. Following the birth of Samuel, everything changed for Israel. Whatever you birthing is going to change your life, change your family life. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you. My prayers for you today is that God will use every quote of Busada, whatever he's birthing, and to bring change to the nation in the name of Jesus. Samuel was regarded as the second Moses, the deliverer and guide of the people of God at the time of the great national crisis. Samuel delivered the nation from the hand of the Philistines as Moses led them out of Egypt. He opened up, oh yes, Holy Ghost, for them, a new national era of progress and order under the rule of the king. Like Moses, come with somebody, he closed the old order and established a new one. Come with somebody. Whatever God is doing right now, he's closing the old order and establishing a new one in your life. Ah, they thought that you was gone. They thought, glory to God, that you was under the dirt. Praise God. They thought they buried you. Praise God. They thought they surpassed you. Praise God. The Bible is doing something today. He's speaking today. Glory to God. He terminated the judgeship and introduced the kingship. My God, I say thank you. See, there's a new era that's taking place, people of God. He's raising up some and bringing some down. My God, I say thank you. He initiated the prophethood to replace the whining priesthood and speaking for God. My God, I say thank you. Although Moses was a prophet, it was Samuel that first occupied the office of a prophet. His record was not marred by any act of evil, and no, there was words unworthy of his office or calling. His record was without spot or wrinkle. He was blameless, righteous, and upright. Awesome God. God. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, glory to God. Whatever Hannah was praying, amen, praise God, she was putting the blessings on that baby, praise God. Whatever you're praying in that next thing in your life, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God is going to move, praise God. It's going to speak for itself. You'll begin to wonder, if Peninnah had not provoked Hannah, maybe she would have been satisfied. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, after all, her husband still loved her. Maybe she would go to God in bitterness of soul and ask for Samuel. If Pharaoh had not been horrible to Israel in Egypt, maybe they would just kept on managing and live in bondage. Y'all talk to me today. If the walls and the gates of Jerusalem had been burned, Nehemiah would probably have remained in Babylon, exiled as a cupbearer to the king. If Peter had caught fish in the lake of Gethsemane, Jesus wouldn't have told him to launch into the deep, and he would have, oh yes, Holy Ghost, died fishing. Not as a fisher of men and a renowned apostle who delivered that powerful message of redemption on the day of Pentecost. See, some things God has to do in our lives to get us out of a familiarity place into another place, into a new era. And I'm talking to somebody today. How is your prayer life? Is your prayer life is going to lead you to the next place? Your prayer life is going to birth the next thing. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, my God. I say thank you. Put the fire on the altar, people of God. You're birthing in prayer. Go my say, yes, Holy Ghost. Who had the last laugh? Hannah, of course. You will outlast and outlast your adversary in the name of Jesus. Was there any record of Peninnah beyond 1 Samuel in chapter 1? The Bible did not even record the name of her sons and daughters. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Her purpose in God's plan was guard Hannah to her destiny, and once her purpose was fulfilled, come on, people of God, that was it, and her time of influence was over. There are people God brings your way to help you, come on, Holy Ghost, to get you to where God wants to take you. People who came into your life to bring you down, not knowing that what they meant for bad, God meant it for your good. Come on, Holy Ghost, the same way. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. My God, I say thank you. Isaiah 41 and 11 and 12, it says, all who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. Come on, see, your enemy, praise God. See, we fight. We want to jump up. We want to throw hands, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. But if you just take it to prayer time, if you just not lash back at them, praise God, let the Lord fight your battle, people of God. The Bible says, my God, I give you glory. Isaiah 58 and 9, he says, He is near that justifies me. Who will contend with me? Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let them come near unto me. The Bible says in verse number 9, behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is that he shall condemn me? Oh, come on, somebody. They all shall wax old as garments. The moth shall eat them up. Come on, pray, bro, God, my God. When their purpose is fulfilled, you will see them no more. Peninnah turned out to be just a footnote in history, while Hannah was recorded as one of the headlines of history. Come on, Holy Ghost. She was remembered by God, remembered in the scriptures as a virtuous praying woman who birthed a great prophet. Hannah preserved in prayer, and God opened her womb. My God, I give you glory. You may be experiencing delay, but God is preparing to birth something great through you. If it is God that shut the doors of opportunity, he is surely able to reopen it. Today, God is about to open up the wounds of his people. Yo, Samuel, who is your Samuel? Who is that Samuel? Glory to God, that great thing that God has put inside of you. Yo, Samuel is the way. Yo, Samuel is your Samuel is your job. Yo, Samuel is your help. Come on, Holy Ghost. If you believe that, glory to God, glory to God. Give God some praise, people of God, because surely it shall come to pass. Whatever your adversary has done in your life, however they have spoken in your life, my God, I say thank you. Glory to God. Tell all the ones, my God, I say thank you. Thank you for what you've done to me. Thank you what you said about me. Thank you that you thought I would not rise. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you. See, sometimes, people of God, God will allow you to say something to some people because they thought, amen, praise God, that you will never amount to anything, that you will never get where you're going, praise God, that you will never have that, that you will never be anointed, that you will never birth new things, that you would never have that new car, that you would never have that new job, that you would never have that new house. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. People of God, my God, I say thank you. Tell them I'm on the rise because I'm in my prayer chamber. Tell them I put fire on the altar. I'm not going to lash back at my enemy. I'm not going to get into my emotions because I know, praise God, that when trouble comes, that something is on the way that's bigger and better than my troubles. My God, I give you glory. Keep on praising him like you're praising him. Keep on exalting him like you're exalting him. Keep on talking about him like you're talking about him. Glory to God in the midst of that place, in that low place, amen, because God surely will exalt you in due time if you cast all your cares upon him. Praise God, because know that he cares for you. My God, I say thank you. The Bible says, and she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight, so that the woman went her way and ate. See, what she did, praise God, when she prayed, she believed God and went her way and ate. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you. Her faith was no longer sad. Know that God has your best interest. God, I'm doing the best I know how. God, I'm trying to walk right, God. God, I'm sowing right, God. I'm putting what I need to put in your kingdom, God. I'm giving you what I need to give you in your kingdom, God. My vow that I made to you, God, I'm going to fulfill, God. Everything that you have spoken to, God, glory to God, from this day forward, make it happen and watch God do his thing in your life. You shall rise. You shall be who God said that you are. Praise God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. What you're birthing in this season is greater than what you can expect. Amen. You might get a new anointing, a new anointing. Come on, Holy Ghost. Everything new from God. That's somebody, the curtain is getting ready to open. My God, I say thank you. I was in that dark. See, God does everything in the dark that he can bring it to the light. My God, I say thank you. Those things that you went through in the dark, you're getting ready to see the light of God. My God, I say thank you. Come on, let's give God some glory this morning for his service this morning. Tell him thank you for speaking a word over your life. Lord, I say thank you, Lord God, this morning. Hallelujah, for what you have spoken today, praise God, hallelujah, how you have blessed your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, how you told us, Lord God, to stay on the altar, Father God, that we continue to birth what you want us to birth, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you all for coming on Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, amen, you have been on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil, this morning. Praise God. If you need to get in touch with me, praise God. Hallelujah. You can call me 302-883-9799. Again, that's 302-883-9799. Praise God, your tithes and your offering, if you want to send it in, praise God, hallelujah, you may do so. If you don't know how to do it, praise God, hallelujah, you may contact me. And for anything else, praise God, if you want to give your life to Christ, amen, because you might want to give your life to Christ, amen, praise God, please do so, amen. I will lead you in the prayer, amen, praise God, that you can give your life unto the Lord. Amen, praise God. So we bless and praise God for the word today. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for all that he has said and done on this day. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. With that being said, don't forget, praise God, on Thursday, amen, at 6 p.m. Amen. Praise God. True Vine International Ministry will be on with Pastor Ilona Waters. Amen. Praise God. Set your clocks for that. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Matthew McNeil will be coming back soon. Amen. Praise God. We're getting his day together. Amen. We can't wait for Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. To come back on. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to do what God has in him. Amen. Praise God. We can't wait to see what God has in this season through the man of God. Amen. With that being said, we thank and praise God. Amen. For this day that he has made. Amen. I'm going to pray out. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And let the Lord have his way on today. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have said this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the first day of May, Father God, in the Shatur Rabase Nunanamuhun Messiah. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. This is a new day that the Lord has made. He said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Lord God, that we're going to rejoice on this day. We're going to lift you up. We're going to just give you the praise, give you the honor, and give you the glory today, Father God. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray a special blessing be upon their homes, God, and everything that they touch from this day forward, Father God, will begin to prosper in the name of Jesus. Let no lack be in their homes, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray, God, we pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, for the harvest to come, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, because I hear you, God. You said the harvest is right, and they're ready to come. And I pray right now, Father God, that you will bless them, God, from the north, south, east, and west, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Have your way. Move by your mighty power, God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with a fading joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. I have a song for you. Praise God. Know that. Praise God. Yes, it is your season to be blessed. God bless you. Happy Sunday to all of you and happy month.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say. In the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and It's your season.
It's your season.
Hold on, child of God.
It's your season.
Hold on, child of God.
It's your season.
You've come too far to give up.
It's your season.
You've been through too much to give up. Somebody say yes it is. Woo! Somebody say. What season is it? It's my season to be healed. It's my season to be delivered.